remembering how we need to play to be successful, and tonight we weren't good enough to get the win. I thought for the most part they did a better job battling and paying the price defensively. They were blocking shots. They were playing as a group, and for us, we didn't do a good enough job at that, and I showed at the end result.
Thanks,
is that
Eric.
A game you look at just strictly your effort, or do you give credit to the goalie as well on the other side that you didn't get the break, the one bounce in me, have put you within a goal in the third period and changed the momentum?
I don't think our effort was terrible, but I don't think it was good enough at this time of year. You know, we need to play at 100% every night. We're not going to win, and our team's like that for the most part. We need to be at our best consistently, or we don't get the results. And tonight, I don't think we had a good enough start. And then, like I said before, I thought they did a good job of paying the price defensively, and we didn't.
Can you talk about the second period, two-man advantage? How important was that in the scope of this game? Not being able to, I think they had four block shots on that. You guys had two other shots that just didn't find their way in.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our movement was okay. We had some looks. He made some saves. They definitely paid the price with some key block shots. But you always want to score a 5-on-3, no matter what the score is. And I think that would have been a nice turn for our group, but you know, it didn't happen on that 5-on-3.
Even with that being the case, you guys still seem to have trying to get some momentum in the third, but then they get that goal and it just seems like that's the game right there.
And we had some looks. We had breakaway there at the end of the second period with a minute left. He made a big save on Rosie, and then that cuts it to 2-1, and we were feeling better going into the third period, but I think it was too late for us to get it going. We didn't have enough jump to start, and then for the most part, their effort level was better than ours was tonight, and we couldn't find a way to get to the back of the net.
Got some huge games coming up here. Go to 5-game road trip, and then of course Atlanta before that. What needs to change to get some results in these huge games?
Well, just getting back to our game. We don't need to do anything drastic. We've obviously it's been two in a row here after the break, but. This is a time of year where you need to find a way to get win no matter what. We need to rebound. We need to be ready on Saturday to get a W and get back in the right direction.
It seemed like Brent was everywhere there on that 5-on-3. He was just throwing himself in front of him.
Yeah, he was paying the price. I mean, I was laying into him as hard as I could. I thought if I could get it by him, I had a pretty good chance of going in the net. And, looking back, might have been some other looks, maybe down low with some low plays. But, I mean, you got to give him props. He made some good block shots, and that was a difference maker for them in that 5-on-3.